Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
Welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. I want to welcome everybody back. We've got an absolutely tremendous show for you today. It's all about recovery today. And what we're going to be doing is, hold on a second. We're going to be talking about all kinds of ways for you to recover. First, we're going to talk about the recovery of our general market area, Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau Chairman Bill Talbot. Then we're going to be talking with Glenn Lerner of Lerner & Rowe Business Claims. They're a new sponsor on the show, and Glenn is going to be talking about how to save your business in this economy and what alternatives there are for recovering lost business income. And we're also going to have Michael Bertinotti on. I'm going to butcher that, I'm sure. Michael Bertinotti, he is with the Medical Health Institute here in Miami, and we're going to talk about holistic ways for your body to recover, because we've all taken such a hit during the current pandemic. But we're going to get started right after a quick break from our other main sponsor, Warren Henry. So, Reagan, take it away, and then we'll be right back with Bill Talbot of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Everybody, in today's world, we want to get every advantage that we can. So when you're buying or leasing a car, you want to make sure you check out my friends at Warren Henry. They're just tremendous. I love you, Larry, Courtney, Warren. God bless y'all. You're tremendous people. They've got us. We're part of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar here in Miami at their new store at 151st. And Biscayne Boulevard. By the way, they've got all kinds of great specials on cars and service. You got to check them out. Down in Key West, they've got all the nameplates. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And right now, the Warren Henry Advantage includes complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, a best value guarantee, and the 24-hour exchange where you can try your car for 3 days. And if you don't like it, you can return it. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Well, today's show is all about recovery, and give me a call if I can help you with recovery. Call me at 305-773-6300 or email me jim@freedonbusiness. I can help you right now. You go, Jim, what do you mean? I don't really need help, but maybe you do. I'm helping people refinance their homes and pull cash out, lower their monthly payments. You go, Jim, what does that mean? That means I can help you right now put cash in the bank. It's going to be real hard to spend that swimming pool if you need emergency cash. But if you have it sitting in the bank, you'll be able to get it. And I don't have to remind you about what's going on in the market. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I know who's lending. I'm in the market right now with six different residential home loans from $400,000 to $2 million. And I'm doing a number of bridge financings in the commercial zone, again, ranging from $2 to $6 million. Those deals close fast. So if you need cash in your pocket to make you feel better or take advantage of a market opportunity, call me now, 305-773-6300, or email me, jim@freedonbusiness. When you do that, when you call me at 305-773-6300, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at JimFreed1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back. We're back with my good friend, Bill Talbot. Bill, you're looking good there on the Instagram and the Facebook and the Twitter and everything else. We got you up here on our Zoom call. How you doing today, Bill?
We're doing great. You're right, Jim. And I missed you, by the way. Where have you been?
Never call. I've been in isolation because I'm a protected person because Vivian, you know, has that low white blood cell count. But I got good news for you, Bill. Yeah. My brother-in-law and four of his friends flew in from Atlanta today. They're on the Biltmore playing golf and taking lessons.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. The Biltmore Golf Course was one of the first golf courses to get open again. So that's great news. But I think, Jim, that shows you, you know, we're in recovery mode. Hotels are beginning to open. The beaches are open. Golf courses are open. Retail, restaurants. And I think for your listeners, your viewers, your there's only three things we all need to do. One is to wear a mask, wear facial covering. Number two is wash your hands. And number three, have spatial social distancing. If we did all those three things, we'd be just fine. Just fine. We're used to washing our hands, you know, and it doesn't have to be a mask. It's just some kind of facial covering and keep the distance. So, but we're open. The beaches are open and the beaches have been doing wonderful. The hotels are open. They begin opening. Not all of them are open yet. The restaurants, I want to put a plug in for our website, MiamiShines.com. You can hashtag that, Miami Shines, or you can do MiamiShines.com, and you'll go right to really a cool digital site that's robust. It opens up with a 60-second spot, our Miami Shines. That's the umbrella for our recovery program. Now, Jim, you've been around a while. If you remember after 9/11, we had a program called What Makes You Happy. So it's a little softer sell. This time it's Miami Shines. And that is the umbrella for a number of programs, including the early launch of Miami Spice, the early launch of Miami Spa, and the early launch of Miami Hotel. So that's all in place as of, I guess, June 1st. The month's slipping by here on us. So, but if you go to that website, MiamiShines.com, you can see a beautiful video, 60-second spot, that was done by your Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, the official destination sales and marketing company for Greater Miami and the beaches of Miami-Dade County. So we're in the recovery. And I think one thing for this community, Jim, you've been here a while, this community knows how to handle crises very well, whether it's 9/11, hurricanes, Gulf oil spill. Remember Zika?
No.
Oh, good. Thank you, Jim. But the point is, you're a Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, you know, a private nonprofit company that we know how to do this. We've done it very well. The 60-second spot you'll see on the website. And also there's a 30-second spot about our Miami Eats program. Those were done within a matter of days.
Bill, I had a meeting on last Friday with somebody that flew all the way from Phoenix. That's the people I'm having meetings with. They've got to come in from out of town, or it's got to be very socially distanced. I have gone out and eaten. I've eaten at restaurants outside, wore my face covering, sat down, took it off. The person that was serving us, they wore the face covering. All the people working there wore the face covering. Felt a little unusual, but it was okay.
You just got to get used to it. It's a matter of habit. I think having been involved with the county under Mayor Jimenez on all these industry groups. I ended up about 15 industry groups, hotel and restaurant, to come up with these standards that, you know, it's very simple. It's just very simple. And you see right now, I think, doing the right thing. You see the airlines, you see them rolling out as we speak, basically saying, if you don't wear facial covering, it doesn't have to be an official mask. You could take an old sock and you can make it. So it's not that you got to go buy something. It's called facial covering. So the airlines are saying, and I think properly so, if you're not wearing facial covering, you cannot travel with us. And you cannot only not travel with us, we will put your name out to all the airlines as not being able to travel. Well, that's a pretty powerful force to get that space clean and safe. So bravo to the airlines.
Yes, and you know, it was on TV the other day where one of the guys on NBC flew 3 weeks ago, wore goggles, face mask. You know,
I saw that.
You know, my brother-in-law has been flying. This other guy, Glenn Lerner, who's on the show later, is the guy who flew in from Phoenix. So it's really interesting that things are opening up. Now, Bill, what are some of the big events that we have coming up? You know, they've talked about the 4th of July. How is this going to impact the 4th of July? Because my favorite, I won't even go on vacation until July 5th, because I like to stand out on my balcony, you can see the view behind me, and watch all the different fireworks shows.
Jim, some of the fireworks on the 4th of July may be virtual.
Okay.
I know when I was living on Brickell, I'd go out, there's like 15 of these things all over town. So I'm sure there'll still be some, but not as robust. Remember, that's just a few days from now. So, I mean, you know, we're still in a situation. The virus is still around. And so, you know, events, there aren't really events to bring a number of people together. That's not really on the agenda today, right now, but you can go to the hotels. You can eat at the restaurants. You can go to the attractions. You can go on that pretty beach there and enjoy the sun, see the sunrise, and you can go into the Everglades. But, you know, the events coming up, where, you know, I think the signature event is still on the schedule. It's Art Basel, Miami Beach.
Still on the schedule?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's in the first week of December. And remember, this is Art Basel is about 20 years old in Miami. Basel is a lovely town in Switzerland. And so they've had Basel, Switzerland, Art Basel, Miami Beach, and then they also launched a show in Hong Kong. The Miami Beach show has consistently been the most successful of the Art Basel, of the Basel series. Now, this actually is also about, you know, kind of diversifying our product. We got 25 miles of wonderful, beautiful beaches. But other places have great beaches. But we're now more than a beach. We're now art and culture. And I think the Art Basel signals to the world that Miami and Miami Beach is our big, big grown-up towns and with the diversity of offerings. So, we just reimagined that Miami Beach Convention Center with a $600 million investment, essentially a new Miami Beach Convention Center with a 6-acre park across the street, 600 trees. And it's just, we're back in the convention business, back in the convention business.
It's beautiful. Now, Bill, how are the show bookings going? Are people calling? Are they booking shows?
Yeah, they are. They are. A lot of the stuff of what we had on the books is postponing a bit. But we've had just this week some what we call meeting planners in town kicking the tires. And this whole issue about meetings and conventions. Here's my view on this. You know, you've got this social distancing, right? 6 feet social distancing. So whether it's the restaurants or different social distancing, well, what better place to have social distancing than a building that has 1 million square feet, which is what the Miami Beach Convention Center. It's got space, social distancing all over it. There's plenty of space, well, over 1 million square feet. So when you talk about meetings and conventions, I think convention centers like the new reimagined Miami Beach Convention Center, 2 blocks from the beach next to the New World Center, are perfect for meetings in the future. You like that?
I really do, because my background is in conventions and meetings. Let's talk about the hotel that's coming there. Talk to me about the status of the hotel that Terra's building.
Well, it's that was you know, it took us a while to get that done, but it required a 60% vote of the electorate, and we did. Thank you for our partnership and the Terra partnership. 64% of the voters approved that. Now, number one, there's no government assistance. The hotel will put money in the city's general fund at what would have been tax money. We can't find, and we bravo to David Martin and Jennifer Sofer. We cannot find another headquarter hotel that has been done without government assistance. Not a dime of government assistance here. Why? It's Miami Beach. You know, and the team, David Martin, Jennifer Sofer, they live on Miami Beach. They're raising their family on Miami Beach, and they've developed projects on Miami Beach. So it's a marriage made in heaven. And so they've got beautiful plans that the design review board has approved now. And right now, just what they're waiting for is financing. So.
Well, Jackie Sofer and David Martin are two of the top people in town from both a personal and cultural basis. I'm sure.
I always change her name to Jennifer because I have two Jennifers in my office. So.
That's okay. I've known Jackie for a long, long time.
They're good people.
And so I'm really excited to have them behind the momentum of the a vision of the future and the new look that Miami is going to be presenting the world there. Bill, we want
to. By the way, let me talk about that project. Sure. It's 800 rooms. It's attached to the convention center. You will not, the customer will not know when they're leaving. And this is, it's going to be a Grand Hyatt, the brand. Will not know when you're leaving the lobby of the Grand Hyatt Hotel and you're in the convention center. It's all seamless. This is, it's the height of the clock tower across the street. I think the significant thing about, and this is our Architectonica project, this is the least convention center looking hotel there probably is on the face of the planet. It looks like a resort hotel, and it will serve as a headquarter hotel for conventions, but it just screams Miami Beach all over it. So.
Bill, my background is in hotel and public assembly facility consulting. I know that we've been held back for decades on our progress on the convention center because we didn't have an attached headquarters hotel. I want to give you a high five for getting that done.
Really, team effort, team win. It took a long time, but we put the right plan together. You know, it's not too tall. Oh, and significantly, David Martin, the team. There's essentially no traffic on 17th Street. The traffic, where's the traffic going to go for the hotel? They built the hotel up so the first floor and the second floor is where all the traffic is. The entire footprint is the traffic off of the street. So the neighborhood won't even know there's a hotel because there will be no traffic on those city streets.
Well, Bill, I'm real excited about the opening of Miami. We've got to wrap up. Why don't you give folks one more shout out about what's going on in Greater Miami and the Beaches from the Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Well, you're Greater Miami. We're in the recovery mode. The hotels are open. The restaurants are open. The beaches are open. The airport's beginning to reopen. Go to that website, MiamiShines.com, and you'll see all of our offers, an early relaunch, 4 months of Miami Spice, 4 months of Miami Spa beginning on June 1st, and also the relaunch of Hotels First. So the deals are out there. I think everybody knows about Miami Spice, and this is 4 months of Miami Spice. And all of these programs are about putting people back to work. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
100%. I want to thank you, Bill Talbot, for being here today and being with us on Breed On Business. You're always a great friend of the show. We can't thank you enough for being on. Thank you so much, Bill. Good luck with the recovery.
Thanks for your leadership, Jim. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm planning on doing a few different staycations here and supporting our community.
There you go.
God bless you, Bill. Stay strong.
Keep calling.
I sure will, man. You're the best, Bill. God bless you. God bless Miami.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We're going to talk holistic recovery for your body. We're waiting for Mike to get on the phone. So in the meantime, let's go to break. We'll go to break, and then we'll come back and talk more recovery here on Breed On Business.